Okay, let's go. Page 384. Okay, we're up to Pasuk, Pasuk 5. Pasuk 5 and 384. Okay, bottom line is, as we learned last week, a month after the Jews left Egypt, their food that they brought out of Egypt finished, and now they started complaining there was nothing to eat. So they started, as typical Jews would, they started complaining, we should have died in Egypt, you're taking us out of Egypt, what is this? It's the worst type of death is hunger, and we're suffering, we should have died in Egypt, you know, what are you doing all this? So Hashem says to them, I'm going to, like we just learned the last part, I'm going to rain food down from heaven, which was the manna. So Hashem rained the food down from heaven, and they're going to be able to collect it every day, you know, to see, and as God says, to see, I'm testing you to see if you go in the footsteps of Torah or not. So what we ended up discussing last week at the end was, what is this concept of God having to test the Jewish people? Doesn't he know? That's what we finished discussing. But just before we go further, we were discussing, the Pasuk says God is testing us to see if we'll follow in the ways of Torah or not. So,
oh, there she is.
She said, where's Mashiach?
You know what? He just asked about you.
Honest.
You missed it.
Nobody was asking any questions. You weren't
there.
Well,
where were you? Okay. So the question is, why does God have to test the Jewish people? Doesn't he know the answer without having to give a test? Well, we explained, whatever, and we finished with that, that the test is not for God. The test is for us. And basically, when a person passes the test, they reach a higher level, higher than they would be able to reach without the test. And we discussed the whole concept of challenges in life and that whole thing. So in the Pasuk on page 384, it says, this is what God is telling me.